Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Welcome back. This is Radio Free Bongo, Bongo Johnny, your host. And we're going to take a trip back to those wacky 60s and 70s. Why? Because the devil made me do it.
A couple of years back, I come across a great and wasted friend of mine in the hallway of a recording studio. And while he was reciting some poetry to me that he'd written, I saw that he was about a step away from dying, and I couldn't help but wonder why. And the lines of this song occurred to me. I'm happy to say he's no longer wasted. He's got him a good woman. And I'd like to dedicate this to John and June, who helped show me how to beat the devil. It was wintertime in Nashville, down on Music City Road, and I was looking for a place to get myself out of the cold, to warm the frozen feeling that was eating at my soul. Keep the chilly wind off my guitar. My thirsty wanted whiskey. My hungry needed beans. But it'd been a month of payday since I'd heard that eagle scream. So with a stomach full of empty and a pocket full of dreams, I left my pride and stepped inside a bar. Actually, I guess you'd call it a tavern. Cigarette smoke to the ceiling and sawdust on the floor. Friendly shadows. I saw that there was just one old man sitting at the bar. And in the mirror I could see him checking me and my guitar. And he turned and said, "Come up here, boy, and show us what you are." I said, "I'm dry." And he bought me a beer. He nodded at my guitar and said, "It's a tough life, ain't it?" I just looked at him. He said, "You ain't making any money, are you?" I said, "You've been reading my mail." He just smiled and said, "Let me see that guitar. I got something you ought to hear." Then he laid it on me. If you waste your time talking to the people who don't listen to the things that you are saying, who do you think's gonna hear? And if you should die explaining how the things that they complain about are things they could be changing, who do you think's gonna care? There were other lonely singers in a world turned deaf and blind who were crucified for what they tried to show. And their voices have been scattered by the swirling winds of time, 'cause the truth remains that no one wants to know. Well, the old man was a stranger, but I'd heard his song before. Back when failure had me locked out on the wrong side of the door. When no one stood behind me but my shadow on the floor. And lonesome was more than a state of mind. You see, the devil haunts a hungry man. If you don't want to join him, you gotta beat him. I ain't saying I beat the devil, but I drank his beer for nothing. Then I stole his song. And you still can hear me singing to the people who don't listen to the things that I am saying, praying someone's gonna hear. And I guess I'll die explaining how the things that they complain about are things they could change, hoping someone's gonna care. I was born a lonely singer, and I'm bound to die the same. But I've got to feed the hunger in my soul. And if I never have a nickel, I won't ever die ashamed, 'cause I don't believe that no one wants to know.
last night with a half pound of turkey in my left hip pocket and my paycheck in my right. Strolled right into a honky-tonk, a woman stepped to my side. Then I saw her man glaring over at me. I let my money rock down on the line. I woke up, I was laying in the alley, it was getting right close to dawn. Feeling like a turkey, my truck, my honey, and all my money was gone. Then I saw him drive around the corner, there was nothing that I could say. He thumbed a look over his left shoulder, kind of shrugged, and he drove away.
sisters Anastasia, screaming bay. I'm from the tank, and the general's rank. I went to Miss Green Race, and the body's tank. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. Ah, yeah. That's why I'm confusing you, it's just the nature of my game.
You're gonna burn. stand next to your fire.
Started off tonight with a request from Mr. Randy Bone. That was Kris Kristofferson doing Beat the Devil. That was followed by Rusty Weir telling us that the devil lives in Dallas. He could be right. Then we had the Rolling Stones live from the Rock and Roll Circus Project doing Sympathy for the Devil. We then went to the crazy world of Arthur Brown for Fire. Now, Arthur Brown is an interesting character. After he did this song, Fire, in the late 60s, he kind of disappeared for a while, and I heard at one time, I think it was in the late 70s, that he was a house painter in Texas. But decided to check it out for myself, and I went to his website, Arthur Brown's official website, and I found out that he is pretty active musically, especially in Europe. He's got a pretty decent following there. Signed his guest book just to send my regards. We finished up the set with Jimi Hendrix doing Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire. Well, that's a novel way of putting it, isn't it? Anyway, the 60s were also known as the beginning of the drug culture. So smoke 'em if you got 'em.
I like marijuana.
Night. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one. Just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it, and I sure would like a hit. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Another one, just like the other one. That one's just about burned to the end. So come on and be a real friend. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Everybody sing along this time.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey man, this is Randy Bone. Whenever I'm on drugs, I listen to Radio Free Bongo.
Like everything else that I've been through, Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone! A bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone! Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters, with looking glass ties. Suddenly, someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy.
Makes you small, and the lover gives you, don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Started off our mind-altering set with Country Joe and the Fish doing the Marijuana Song, recorded live at Woodstock from 1969. We then went to the Fraternity of Man, Don't Bogart That Joint, My Friend, from Easy Rider. After that, we heard Brewer and Shipley, One Toke Over the Line. Then, we had William Shatner, alias Captain Kirk, who sounded One Toke Over the Line himself, in his wacky remake of the Beatles' Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And of course, we all know what the first three initials of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds means. Following William Shatner, we had the psychedelic White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. We ended it up with Jimi Hendrix tripping out on Purple Haze. The 60s was also popular for peace and love, and we're going to get to some of those songs in a couple of minutes. But first, the Radio Free Bongo Show is proud to announce a new product that's available, and to tell you all about it, here's Simon and Garfunkel.
People have a tendency to dump on you. Does your group have more cavities than theirs? Do all of the hippies seem to get the jump on you? Do you sleep alone when others sleep in bears? Well, there's no need to complain. We'll eliminate your pain. We can neutralize your brain. You feel just fine. Big bright green pleasure machine to figures of authority just shoot you down. Is life within the business world to drag? Did your boss just mention that you better shop around? You find yourself in more productive bag. Are you worried and stressed? Can't seem to get no rest. Put our product to the test. You feel just fine now. Buy a big bright green pleasure machine. You better hurry up and order one. Our limited supplies are in. Away the blows of cruel fate. Do your checks bounce higher than they rubber ball? I'm worried cause your girlfriend's just a little late. Are you looking for a way to jump the dog? We can end your daily strife at a reasonable price. You've seen it advertised in life. You feel just fine. Big bright green pleasure machine.
I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead,
darling.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama.
The
for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, raspy, mappy,
oily, greasy, fleecy, shiny, steaming, beaming, black and waxy.
Knotted, polka dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, mangled, tangled, spangled,
and spaghetti.
Oh, say, can't you see? Short.
Yeah.
From the top, we heard Simon and Garfunkel with the Big Bright Green Pleasure Machine. That was followed by two tunes from the movie Hair, done in the late 60s. We had Aquarius and Let the Sun Shine In by the Fifth Dimension, and the song Hair by the Cowsills. We followed that by the Beatles, All You Need Is Love, with a little help from Mick Jagger and Keith Richard on vocals. And the Beatles returned that favor, at least Lennon and McCartney did, in Stone's We Love You, where they supplied background vocals for that. We're going to close now. Before we do, we're going to end it with one more Beatles and Stones collaboration. And this one's called Shades of Orange. It's a pretty rare track, so let's check it out, and we'll see you next time.
The sun shines out on him each day.